The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah. We offer our condolences to all Muslim brothers and sisters on the demise anniversary of Lady Fatima Masuma, peace be upon her, the daughter of Imam Musa Kazim, alayhi salam. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali. He's going to talk about the character of Lady Masuma, alayhi salam.
We should know that Lady Masuma is not just a daughter of Imam, because Imams had many children, prophets, messengers had many children, but not all of them are very special. About the ziyar of Lady, one of the things that is very important to understand whether a shrine is very important or just important, or sometimes, you know, we don't know, for example, there are different, you know, options sometimes. Ayatullah Ustadi Hafazahullah, who is one of our scholars in Qom, he has a beautiful way to put this. He says, if you want to understand a place that is, you know, where people, you know, go for ziyara, how important it is. For the ma'sumin, of course, it's obvious. But for the children of Imams, you know, we say Imamzade. He was saying, you have to consider a few things. First, has this place been documented or not? In our texts, up to the time of Imams, can we find that there was such a child for Imam who died here and was buried here or not? Because sometimes we don't have all these information. But for Lady Masuma, certainly we know that Imam Kazim had a daughter called Fatima, and she came to Qom and she died in Qom. Everything is documented. So this is one point. Another point, is this something that from the beginning was the case or later it was discovered? If later was discovered, it's good. But if it was from the beginning, continuously a place that ulama regarded as an authentic place, it gives more value. This place, for about less than 14 centuries, is considered as a shrine. It's very important. Always. Also, it's a place that not ordinary people only go. Ulama go. Maraji go. Someone like Ayatollah Behjat every day goes. Sometimes like Ayatollah Zanjani every day goes. I don't know now with his, you know, illness, but you know, Ayatollah Zanjani was every day leading prayer. Ayatollah Marashi for more than 65 years, maybe up to 70 years, every day he was leading prayer there. So a place that ulama and maraji pay attention. A place that, this is also very important, that imams recommended to go for ziyarah. We don't have for all imams others this. And more, a place that has a special ziyarah recitation from Imam. So Lady Masuma has ziyara, and the ziyara is ma'asura, is received from Ahlul Bayt. Some places you go, there is ziyara, but some ulama or some people said it not with the niya of this is from Masum. They just as a way of, you know, salam, saying salam. But ziyara of Lady Masuma is also received from Masumi. So, to be authentic, to be continuously a place of ziyarah, to be respected by all ulama. Imams recommended her ziyarah, and Imams taught us how to do her ziyarah. So make it very special. Now, I mentioned then this point that Imam Reza said, من زار المعصومة بقوم كمن زارني. Imam Reza is a ma'soom, is an infallible imam. When you go for ziyarah of Imam Ma'soom, what do you expect? Ziyarah of Hujjah of Allah is to get light, to get closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah. It's not a matter of formality that, you know, someone, you know, may say, you know, a king may say, you know, if you want to visit me, go and visit my minister, for example, or go and visit my, you know, darbar, you know, for example, people who are, you know, taking care of, I don't know, my day-to-day affairs. No, it's a matter of reality and spirituality. Whatever you expect from ziyarah of Imam, you can expect when you do ziyarah of Lady Masuma. Imam is alive. She has passed away, but doesn't make difference because we believe those who pass away are alive. As we say in ziyarah of Imam Reza alayhi salam, for example, we say, أشهد أنك تشهد مقامي وتسمع كلامي وترد سلامي. You know that I am here. You hear me. You answer to my salam. So, Imam Reza, who is ma'soom and alive, says, whatever you want to gain from my ziyarah, you can gain if you do ziyarah of my sister, Ma'soomah in Qum. And she has passed away. Now you can understand the significance of this lady. Visiting her in her shrine is like visiting Imam Reza, the Hujjah of Allah. And then I went one step further. I said, okay, now this certainly was not said by Imam Reza because they were brother and sister. If I ask Imam Jawad, what would he say? He would not say something different. He would also say, if you visit my aunt, actually we have from Imam Reza that who visits her is, you know, heaven is necessary. So if I ask Imam Jawad, he would also say, Man zara ammati biqum kaman zarani. If I ask Imam Hadi alayhi salam, he would say the same. If I ask Imam Askar alayhi salam, would say the same. Because it's not a matter of, you know, brother and sister. It's a matter of reality. Now, this is the main point. If we want to visit Imam Mahdi ajallallahu ta'ala fazush, if there was a way to ask Imam Mahdi this question, oh Imam, I am a talib, I am a seeker of knowledge. Imam Reza said, whoever visits Lady Ma'soma is like visiting him and he was alive. You are living Imam of our time. Do you say the same thing as Imam Reza or you say differently? I am sure he would say whatever he said is true. So, if we want to visit Imam Mahdi ajallallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, we can expect the same thing can be granted to us if we do ziyarah of Lady Ma'soma with ma'rifah. Ma'rifah is very important.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Rahi Kareem Azim Alim Halim Hakim Mateen شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.